Our Francis now has a few words to say. And we request Francis now to approach the mic and open his heart to you all who have come from long distances for Baba's darshan. Francis.
Jai Baba. I am amazed and filled with joy to discover that the beloved I have been serving for many years is truly a very mighty beloved. Of course, I have known all along that he was God. But there are so many gods. There is the God which people see in a shape of illusion, such as a sunset, or a mountain view, or a symphony, or whose hand is seen in one's not getting caught in a rainstorm, or in obtaining a good job. No doubt a very comfortable and profitable God to have. Well worth a Christian candle or some Hindu incense. But not a God one would offer one's life to. There is the God who rules the shining planes of consciousness, but sight of him would blind one. And the God who is beyond the planes is unknowable except by his own grace. And he is terribly careful to whom he gives that grace. So when beloved Baba used to tell me that he'd tell us that he was God, I used to think, yes, Baba, you are God all right. One God and all the gods. But what good is that to me? In fact, I used to get so fed up with his being God that I wished he wasn't.
He has lost the line.
Or, I wished he was a sort of an Old Testament God for whom I could slaughter a few lambs or a spotless young bull in return for some added acreage. I got so tired of his being so much God that I wrote a song about it and sang it to him. It goes something like, if only you were a bit less God, a bit more man, I wouldn't feel so much like someone upside down in a garbage can. But Baba wasn't going to become more man just for my sake. So I had to settle for him as the Divine Beloved. One whom I could serve sometimes instead of thinking about myself all the time. After all, although he is God, and sometimes as a man, being one's own and the world's beloved is his main job. Others can become as much God or as much man as he, but only Baba is more beloved than any other beloved, and infinitely worth serving. But now a great problem arises. Is this echoing back there?
Yes.
Can you
hear?
But now a great problem arises. How to serve that one who is all beloved? For whatever one does with love is done by him. All that is done for the beloved is done by the beloved. And so one arrives at the painful conclusion that the beloved alone exists. Which means that oneself doesn't. And that's a hell of a predicament to find oneself in. Before one is still there. The only solution I found was to accept the position, you alone are and I am not, but we are both here. And having arrived at this acceptance, Baba now taught me a poetical form capable of expressing all the shades of the impossible relationships of the lover and the beloved. Such a form has not existed in English up to now, because the lover-beloved dilemma was not part of the British-American consciousness. And, of course, beloved Baba, being the author of this new form, was, or seemed to be, delighted with my exercises in it. And here is a delicious piece of humor in connection with this. There was a period when he would have me read a new poem to him three times every morning. Do you know why three times? He was memorizing them. Well, that's what he said. Why was he memorizing them? So that he could quote them next time he comes back and says, yes, that really is God-man humor, isn't it? Then there were his extraordinary orders or commissions. The last was for 30 guzzles. Guzzle is the name of the new folk poetical form which he taught me. He asked me to write 30 of them. It happened this way. One morning after the usual morning business was finished, Baba wanted me to write 30 guzzles. Could I do that? I replied promptly and brightly, no, Baba. This reply seemed to somewhat astonish him, too. He turned to the other Mandali and said, well, what do you think of that? I asked this fellow to write 30 guzzles, and he says, no, Baba. Then Baba turned questioningly back to me. I said, or rather I groaned, I don't know whether I can write one guzzle and you ask for 30. I don't think there are any more in my head. Then he says sympathetically and persuasively, try. And I will help you. So it was back to the stone quarry again to cut and build 30 more little poem houses, each one a bit different, for the beloved loves variety. But still I did not know what a mighty beloved our beloved is. This knowledge has come to me only recently, since Baba laid aside his body. Now, the beloved would not be the beloved if he didn't have a thousand whims and moods. If he didn't play his eternal game of divine pretense, if he was not all ears for the lover's praise and stone deaf to his complaints, if he was not all knowledge and all ignorance at the same moment, he would not be the beloved if he did not decorate the walls of his wine shop with pretty pictures such as all the religions being drawn together as beads on one string, and 700 years of peace. And then invite the lover to cross deserts of dryness and oceans of tears to receive the wine of his kiss. And when the lover at last staggers in at the door, the beloved spends the whole time showing him the pictures and expecting his interest and admiration. What a beloved our beloved is. What a beloved we have chosen to serve. What is it to the thirst-crazed lover if a lot of glass beads are strung on one string? Will that make them turn into diamonds? What if there is 700 years of peace? War, will not war again follow? He would not be the beloved if he did not tell the lover to stand up and sit down at the same time, to become footless and walk, to become headless and think, to exert himself to the utmost and leave everything to him. Though it is not the time yet for us to know the wine of his kiss on our lips, we have received the kiss of his word in our hearts. If it were not so, how could all you dear ones who have never seen him in his man form be here now? Who but the beloved of beloveds could speak his word silently in your hearts and make you come from across the world to take his darshan, to bow down to him in your hearts? Such a thing has never happened before. I have been at mass darshans where tens of thousands came and bowed down to his man form. But to come thousands of miles to bow down to him in one's heart is of an entirely different order of devotion. Why has beloved Baba given you people this extraordinary privilege? Because he requires a few to do what the many, what everyone must eventually do. Journey across the world of illusion to take darshan of him in their hearts. What a beloved is our beloved. What a mighty beloved. The word which he has spoken in your hearts, which will be spoken in every heart in the world, will lead you by the hand and drive you with whips to the door of your beloved, to the wine shop of your master, where it will become your own pure song of praise, and will cause the beloved wine master to open the door and bring you in and pour for you a glass of the wine of self-forgetfulness and beloved alone remembrance. The very word with which he knocked on the doors of your hearts and aroused you to set your feet on this path to him, that same word will knock on his door and make him open it to you, himself. I bow down to this mighty one in each of you. But you also have your parts to play in this grand journey you have begun. You must not leave it all to your beloved. For every step the lover takes to the beloved takes 10 steps to the lover. But the lover must continuously take that one step. We must practice taking beloved's darshan, bowing down to him in our hearts every day and then every moment until we have continuous sight of him. happenings will happen, even grand happenings. But they will not be that happening which has to happen in our hearts. So do not look to any other happenings to nourish your faith. Depend only upon His word and its song in your hearts. Be prepared for a long, long journey. But be prepared for a long, long journey to have His real darshan. But it may only take a mere 700 years to reach His door, to bow down to Him for the last time, and to merge in Him forever. Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.
The victory is His.